What's up, everybody? It is Love and Hip Hop After Show. Ratchet Mondays in the house. We got new panelists, but we got the same old drama. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
It's all in me.
Anything you want,
done,
baby.
See, girl.
Yeah, all right. Take the church. Hey.
Everyone
is all in me.
Ratchet Monday.
Tonight is not Ratchet Monday.
Women's empowerment.
Empowerment.
Yes, we can.
Even with just one female on the panel.
Okay. Yes.
We here. Feminists unite.
We out here.
Put your tampons together.
I'm playing.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Love and Hip Hop. You know how we do. We had to open the show because, you know, we wanted to show what...
He said tampon. That's funny.
We wanted to show what Jocelyn was trying to do.
Yeah. What she was trying to do.
Super failed
the
attempt.
The intentions were there.
But she was trying to go for this video by Whitney Houston and song. Failed miserably. So we just wanted to open up with that, you know. But I'm your host, Liv Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me... You've seen her here before, and she's back for a little while, and we like it. It's Robin McSweeney with a V. What up?
Hey, everybody. Robin with the V here, holding it down for Chanae. I need you. I really need you this episode, this girl empowerment, you know. Holding it down for Chanae. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a case of the Mondays, a.k.a. the hiccups.
The hiccups.
I do.
But he's going to hold it down, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jimmy V.
What's going on? It's Jimmy with a V. you know, Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad, all that good stuff. Go check the blog, BeYourOwnDad@blogspot.com.
Yeah. And of course, you know, with the always the level of insanity.
Right.
To bring never a dull moment with this dude. You know, it's Khalil Boo Boo.
Hey. I feel you.
Khalil Boo Boo here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Every Woman. Mr. Feminist. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's right.
Oh.
Play my theme song.
Oh.
Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Hey.
You damn right.
Put the soldiers in.
I feel it. Hey, one more time.
Oh, man. The power of the P is real.
Hey,
serious business.
Listen.
Serious business.
We all slaves to it, okay? Okay.
All right. So, start the show.
Shout out to the chat room one time.
Always.
See you guys in there.
We love it. Always in there. The show leaves off in the same fashion it ended, which was Jocelyn having this meeting that only had one participant, which was Guy. And she came with an attitude, which was funny.
Yeah.
And basically she said, you know, she came there because she wanted to talk to Jocelyn. And, you know, they obviously had beef in the past. When Di first came on the show, she was kind of always at Jocelyn because she felt like Jocelyn
was
being
super
a little
shady.
Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because she went, what was the name she went by? What was her real name or whatever? But anyway, she was calling her, you know, by the other name, and Jocelyn was upset about that. She's like, oh, that's so-and-so. I remember her, the stripper. Da-da-da-da. We shed lock her.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, you remember that?
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah. So they ever since then, they had beef.
Yeah.
And so now Dime is you know, she's a new woman. You know, she's lost some weight. She feels like she's not, it seems or appears, she's not about the drama that she's been in before.
So they all say.
You know, again, right. So they all say, but we see in the previews.
It sounds good.
Right. See in the previews, it's not. But anyway, so they want to make up their differences. And Jocelyn's like, yeah, girl, because, you know, she had no friends. So she's like, yeah, girl, I need somebody. And so, you know, she basically says, okay, let's be in this video and try to recruit some more people.
Chanelica Bencourt.
There we go.
CC.
We love our live chat people.
Shout out to CC Free.
Love our live chat. Chanelica.
Chanelica.
Chanelica Bencourt.
Hey, so everybody go tweet Jocelyn right now. Chanelica. Go do it.
Hashtag hey Chanelica.
Hashtag hey Chanelica Bencourt.
Yeah. So how are you guys feeling about, because we see, you know, Jocelyn normally is a prominent figure in the series. And we don't see her as, I mean, we see kind of, we haven't seen her so much, you know, so far, a lot. Obviously, she's pregnant and she's saying Stevie's the father and that's kind of the thing. But I feel like because that's the only storyline for her, we don't see her that much. Mm. And they have so many other characters they're introducing and their ratchetness and their ways.
Right.
What do you guys think?
I feel like the fact that Lovely Mimi is like, you know, I would love for you to introduce me to some other girls. And then the storyline is, that's when it hits, you know, that's when it hits her, like, actually, I don't have any friends. Maybe this baby daddy song that I did can be the point where I do the women empowerment. Or she goes, woman empowerment.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Right.
I just feel like that was just kind of like, okay, so now they're trying to take her storyline to another level.
To a different
Because
different
you
want to
help Lovely Mimi in some aspect and introduce her to people. I just thought it was kind of like,
womp
womp.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
So says our female panelist.
I'm just saying, because she's reaching out to, I mean, they're not random. They're everyone that's on, you know, the payroll.
Sure, sure.
She's reaching out to all of them.
All of them.
We're going to mend everything. It's just, I don't know, it's just hella scripted this episode for me.
Definitely. And that was actually a great comment. Jocelyn pretty much burned too many bridges, and that's exactly what happened. Like,
absolutely.
How do you call for backup when you did everybody wrong?
Everybody wrong.
So like, why would I go help you?
Right. And I feel like almost, I mean, I could, you know, might be shade, but I feel like because she did burn all those bridges and she doesn't have like the whole Stevie J situation, because remember, you know, with them,
that's always
something,
had.
Right?
Right, true.
And
true.
They had their own spinoff show. Now she doesn't have that. She comes in pregnant. She's not doing, I mean, she's wearing sneakers now. You know, she ain't even got heels. She had some Skechers on or something.
But
she
do you guys really feel like she like, really gives a damn, or is it for the story?
Because I feel
like
story.
I feel like she really doesn't care. Like, she's a baddest bitch, right? So she don't care if she friends with people.
Definitely for the story. Outside of this, I don't.
I mean, it's
nobody
growth,
speaks
maybe.
To each other.
She knows.
Maybe we've seen because we haven't seen
Patrick
her get into
boy.
A fight yet or cuss somebody out yet, and
we haven't seen. Wait, what? We haven't seen what?
Jocelyn.
Oh, Jocelyn. Oh,
dude. She can't do that. Right. She has. Right.
Well, she's pregnant.
A little,
She's pregnant.
Thing in the oven.
She shouldn't be. She's at cooking. Least
Bella. Right.
So, hopefully, it's some type of growth. Well, if she acts like this, then she should stay pregnant the rest of her life.
That could be helpful.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
it's not a thing.
It's definitely different. Like, it's a different Jocelyn, I guess, so to speak. I mean, Jocelyn has these like high and low moments. Like, there's sometimes where she's super emotional. There's sometimes where she's just super ratchet. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of goes all over the place. And right now she's in mommy mode and she's like, I'm female empowerment and I want to do this.
Right. But
even though the song is like, I don't need my daddy. What was the song?
I don't need no daddy. Gamer Girl, she brought up a good point too. Tommy did take her spot for being like the ratchetness of the show.
Somebody else said that.
You know what?
We got Tommy now. Jocelyn is over. Right. I completely
Maybe agree. That's why Tommy's been so on a turn up spree.
Maybe.
Because she's like, yo, Jocelyn's taking a back seat.
She said she wasn't trying to go to jail this year.
I mean, trying and doing two different things.
Exactly.
Because people testing her. They're testing her.
Yeah, they are. They are.
It's never her fault.
Like I said, it's Tommy, bitch.
We don't do forget. See, just to move along, I mean, there's still drama. I love, she said women's empowerment like 89 times, just so you know.
Yeah, but, that was her new, that's
right,
her new thing.
New thing. And so when we do see, you know, the people that do show up, the usual suspects. So we have Mama D, of course, is there. We see...
Speaking her wisdom in that order.
What does she say? She says the same thing over and over. Like, and I feel like that's her song or something. I can't remember what exactly she said, but it was like a line in her song.
It was.
Yeah. And then we see Dawn, who we haven't seen in a while.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Which I was surprised to see her, too.
She didn't even look... The same.
She made up as everybody. Everybody.
Well, everybody was pretty caked up in that. That
Dawn
moment.
Looked like right. somebody else.
She did look like another person.
She was giving me kind of like Toni Braxton vibe.
Maybe it was,
like
the hair. Was it the hair? Maybe the hair.
No, it was
might have
Toni Braxton's
been
auntie.
The age.
Is that what he said?
No, Toni Braxton slash auntie.
Oh, like. I thought you said Toni Braxton's auntie. I was like, wow, okay, there we go.
That's a look too, though.
And then so you know these are her. Quote unquote old friends, and then a new friend she has. She has lovely Mimi come through, of course, like a tornado, as always.
Yeah.
And so this is where the drama ensues, and this is why Jocelyn keeps going, Women's Empowerment, Women's Empowerment, because lovely Mimi ends up getting information prior from Mariah that Mariah's smashing shooter, who is, what's her name?
Sierra's husband.
Sierra's husband.
This story. And
how did she become from like this innocent? Chick, when
for
we,
real,
when
they, first, to a stri-
when they first introduced us to Mariah, she was this innocent, like, oh, she used to do my eyebrows.
I work at the salon.
And you know, I brought in lovely Mimi to give a good vibe. And then all of a sudden, like, y'all be smashing bitches' husbands and all kind of stuff. It's just kind of like, who are you? Who sent you?
Well, it was almost like she was doing that.
I seen the opportunity, right. So I was like, why not?
And then supposedly she has like multiple people on her payroll or
right
or just one source. She's getting the payroll from right just one source. Yeah, that's
you're not
crazy.
A boss if you're selling your box.
Yeah, but you begging that one source heavily
to give you money.
If you have multiples, you didn't have to ask them for 7K. You could ask them for 10, 15 here. Ask your other.
Let me tell you. Oh, I mean, you know, we weren't gonna get there yet, but since you brought it up, that whole situation with. I'm opening up a club and you're at the warehouse, looks like a tough shed or something like that, non-built barn, and you're talking about opening up a club and you have no money. And you're like, oh, I'm waiting for my investor. And then in walks the guy that you're basically blackmailing,
yeah.
I mean, realistically, and saying, so here's my investor and I need, you know, 7K. Here's the list of things that I need. And it's $7,000 or 70,000, excuse me. And I'm like, how do you think that this is going to work? And her whole thing is that she's like, you know, if you don't
I'm dangling the secret over you.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't say anything. And
she's
he was like,
childish.
And she looks really young.
She
one.
Does.
She looks super young. And
younger
was,
than me, and I'm 25.
Yeah, she looks.
Well,
she looks
you
super
don't
young.
Look, I didn't know
that. I don't look 25.
You didn't know that.
I don't look 25.
No,
yeah, you do
I'm
look 25. What's the hiccups are gone. Healed in the name.
Right,
I think so. Yeah.
He almost didn't want to do the panel, y'all.
I actually,
because
it was
of his hiccups. Because
I was sounding like an episode of SpongeBob, right? With the whole hiccups, you know. So I was going to let my panel hold it down. But we out here.
I knew it was going to work. I had faith. Faith.
Wait.
Yes.
Are we on topic? Do we need to go back to something?
Does,
I
is
still
this
have
show
a lot
on
to
topic?
Say about Mariah.
Is
no.
this show about?
You know, the whole meetup with Mariah and Shooter was just so overproduced, so overscripted, so
agreed.
You're talking just, about talking about the club tough shed meeting?
No. The one they showed
parking
before
lot,
that.
Oh, he left beforehand. His Honda CRV before. Lights on the entire scene, and nobody, not production, not
nobody
the PA,
gonna tell.
Like
to
the
turn off
guy.
His lights to
nobody
save that battery.
Said, hey, bro, you might want to cut your lights off because
maybe they needed the light for the scene.
They definitely did.
They may have needed the light, you know,
they
as
had a
well.
Generator
in
the
battery. Light.
And what did he have?
More to this fact that this shit is fake.
Yes.
Why did they have
nobody leaves the lights on that long, bro?
Long time. Long time. Are you talking about when he comes up and they all three meet?
Yes.
And she was all like,
yeah.
You're not going to tell her y'all part?
Production gave her a ride because
that was the production van.
She doesn't
sure.
have enough money to get her own shit or whatever.
Well, all
or
her maybe sources.
Like, maybe like that was just a really creepy Uber. Well, who knows?
No, that was a production
all white van.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo, okay, so it was all bad because it was like it went
it
from the
seemed
lovely.
Like they were all acting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The lovely Mimi tells Sierra basically she's like, oh, I got this secret. First of all, they're not even beefing at first. Mm. And she's just like, yeah, you know, da 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 da. Oh, no, I'm good. And they're like, okay, cool.
I'm good.
You
know, I'm dripping $15,000. Yeah, 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 whatever, right, whatever. Yeah. The boss that I am, I can apologize. Exactly. That is just like so unhumbling. Like Kendrick Lamar's track came out and I was just kind of like... Sit down.
Please. Everybody knows if you got to talk about how much money you got on, you ain't got money.
Exactly.
It's that nouveau riche. Like, you haven't had it before. It's new money.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, Lovely Mimi tells Sierra basically that her husband is smashing Mariah. Mm. And so, you know, because you can't keep the secret, of course. Come on now. No one can keep secrets here. And so this then she's like...
It wasn't a secret the moment she told her in front of the cameras.
Pretty much. Right. Pretty much. And then so we see Sierra like, oh no, what you talking about? Da, da, da. Then they start beefing. They don't do anything, but then she leaves because now she can't be in the women's empowerment, you know, video.
She's going to be boiling.
Because, yeah, she's going to be mad and it's going to look bad. It's going to make
it's going to look like 12,000 instead of 15.
Exactly. Pretty much.
You can't have that.
Can't have that at all. So then she storms out and that's when she hits up. My thing is like, okay, when that scene happens, she hits up Shooter. Okay, I can see her hitting up Shooter to come there. She don't go to him.
That makes sense.
But he comes there. Okay, whatever. So he comes there in the Honda CR-V.
In the nick of time.
Right, in the nick of time, in the Honda CR-V. And then I still didn't understand how Mariah just magically showed up.
I think she was texting both of them.
She was texting both of them?
She said she got a 911 emergency.
Oh, she did. Okay.
From Sierra. She said, I need to hit them both.
That's exactly what happened.
So they all both showed up at the same time. And she came in the production Uber van. And so they all are there together. Mm-hmm. And then so, wait, oh no. But first, hold on. Wait. She didn't have come yet. Because she does talk to him first by themselves. They talk by themselves.
Uber hadn't got
that. Yeah, exactly. Uber hadn't got that. And so, production's like, wait, no, hold on.
wait.
They need a little moment. And then we'll fly in Mariah. Right,
exactly. Go. So they're talking, and then so she's kind of coming at her, like, do you smashing her? And da 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 da, and I can't believe this, and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, well, you know, I mean, you know, it wasn't like that.
He didn't have much to say. Then he's like, do you want to hear my side? Like, it's not really much of your
side. What happened was, so that part. And then that's when Mariah magically shows
that's
up.
That's when she pulls
That's up. When she shows up. And then it's all bad because now she comes out like, girl, you spent. And then she looked like she's surprised. But that hit, though, that hit.
It was coming for her.
That was like.
I don't think she connected, though.
No, she didn't.
She didn't connect. But it was close.
But it was close. Because she was talking. And it looked like a fly. Like, you know, you like, get away from me, B. Like, or something.
Well, because one, you're not even addressing Sierra. Mm-hmm. You come and you're mad at Shooter, right? Because at the time, Shooter thought...
Let's get the woman's perspective
Shooter
on this.
Shooter thought Mariah said something. Mariah thought Shooter said something. Let's address this. They knew nothing about how this got out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she comes and she's mad at Shooter, not addressing Sierra for the trifling act in itself. She's mad at Shooter. That's the weird part to me. You're not... You have no remorse... In front of Sierra, at least. Mm-hmm. We know you don't have remorse because you was smashing her head.
Of course.
I'm just saying, you're not going
to
pretend.
To get money, now that we know. It's like, it was strictly to get money.
And now you're just making yourself look worse by saying, like, yeah, tell her how much money you gave me. And it's all in my savings account. And blah, blah, blah. I was just kind of like, I would have mollywopped her.
If it's all in her savings account, why does she need an investor? Yeah. Now she got money.
She didn't get 70.
Well, she don't have 70.
She didn't get
70.
She
didn't
get
70.
She got 15.
She might be 1,000.
She only got a... Uber ride back home.
Right. Because she doesn't even have a car. Okay.
It was probably the surge prices. They'll get you.
The surge price?
You know what? It was probably Lyft, actually.
It may have been. But right, so the reason why they were smashing is because Sierra told her to take Shooter home when he was drunk one time. Right?
Oh, that's how it started. That's what she told.
That's what she said to Lovely Mimi.
To Lovely Mimi, right. And then it continued.
And then he was like, if I'm going to put you on to this, you know, you got to pay me back somehow.
Right.
I'm trying to get my swerve on. Skirt, skirt!
Yeah. And all these guys, and then we find out, you know, because Sierra's mad. Because not only is he smashing old girl, but she's mad because she's been dealing with his baby mamas and other babies.
That's right.
So there's
a lot. Damn, Shooter.
So there's a lot.
You shooting everywhere, huh?
But again,
they call me shooter for no reason.
My question,
you know what I'm saying? One shot, one kill. What's the deal?
I never miss.
What you got? Wait, hold on. Here it comes. We got Shooter and Peter Guns.
Loving hip hop.
And both got kids.
Yeah, they be shooting.
A gang of them.
Shooting I don't all know over the what place. Kind of what kind of a JJ you think you have where you deserve 70 racks from your boss's husband.
Well, at least she has self-worth, okay?
No, that's what I'm saying.
At least
that's
she...
That's what y'all call it?
If the rest of the world walked around with the same confidence these loving hip-hop women be having...
It'd be a lot of toothless women walking around these streets. I'll tell you that much.
Well, she didn't get the 70 racks, obviously.
She get it.
So she probably got the Monopoly money he gave her that one scene. That fake money. That was so fake. Money. That movie, yeah. That money was so fake. Oh my gosh.
I got this for you. Who does the writing on this bullshit, man? Come on.
I don't know. It's getting sloppy. It's getting sloppy, guys.
Wait, does anyone know? Okay, so we know what Sierra does. She's a boss.
Right.
What does her husband do?
He's a shooter. He's a shooter.
He's shooting behind the camera.
Is he in the music business?
No.
Do we know he's a shooter?
He's a concealed weapon.
Oh.
And he does the shooting for the boss people.
And
that's what he
gets paid.
Does.
He gets paid every time he hits a target.
See, we can make up storylines here too. We can have our own show. I'm just saying.
Right, he's a shooter.
She keeps talking all this, man.
You gonna shoot her?
I need you to be my shooter. All right. I'm gonna give you this Monopoly money quick. Go do your thing.
We're gonna hug it up. Alright, okay, so
Bounty Hunter.
Okay, off that, we see Stevie J trying to get his family together. So I feel like it's, instead of it, we don't see any Stevie and Jocelyn, except for that one time when they looked like they were the OK Corral. And they sat down. So now they have kind of separate storylines. We see Stevie with his daughter Savannah. That's the one that kind of crashed his apartment with her friend and dog and stuff like that. The one with the door that was jamming. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then he pulls up to this illustrious house. basically, it's my friend's
Wayne
crib.
Enterprises mansion.
Right, exactly. My friend, I left something. Right. Okay, and I got to go get it.
I left my keys.
Right. And so goes in there. And then magically, there's his other daughter, Sade. Sade. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like singer.
The singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just pronounce that Sade all the time.
Ooh, the operator. Oh, like that one. Okay. So Sade, excuse me. Jeez.
No, it's okay.
She's there.
No, it's okay.
So she's there, and so you find out, like, this is our house. We're going to be living here, and who else is going to live here? And I love it. It's like, who else is going to be
like
here?
He's like, my friend. It's my friend's house. You left the door open
for
me.
Yeah, exactly. So, but this all comes to
that's
talk.
That's the good guy.
Right. It all is a setup to talk about what they really want to get to, which is his other son, Dorian, who basically put out this diss record about him not being a good father. Essentially. And Stevie's issue was that he stole equipment from him and kind of distanced himself from him after that happened, and was even on, and we saw footage that he was on the Breakfast Club and he was talking about the situation, you know, after that came out, all of that. So we see that, you know, they're trying to make amends, and so they meet up at the pool hall. And, you know, they kind of talk it out. I mean, there's
this was actually the realest scene probably all season. All series, matter of fact.
All series?
I don't know about all series.
Because, I think that was real scene when we see Rashida. When Rashida got that news, I thought that was real.
No, because even on social media, everybody was like, her reaction would have not been, oh, you better get out of here before I throw this plate at you.
No, not that scene. I'm talking about when Carly Rae told her. About him.
Oh, and she broke
and
down.
She was broken
down.
Or even when she was just talking to I forgot her name just now. Waka's wife.
Tammy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a real moment.
I loved how much like Stevie J's son was like the spitting image.
Yeah, when definitely. They kept going back and forth, I just kept looking at the show like mouth to mouth, nose to nose.
Right.
And that, even the way they talk. Everything.
Mannerisms.
Yeah,
mannerisms
very similar.
Like,
the way they talk. Yeah, right, blah, blah, blah.
Image.
Right.
So now, that was cool. I like that.
I don't have a dad, but is it considered stealing since then?
Yes. If it's not, if no, you don't feel you're not entitled to just get.
I don't steal from my mama.
Okay, then.
That's the same thing. So think about it like
okay,
that.
Wait. So you're saying if your mom got $20 in her purse, you take that money. That's not stealing from your mama.
But that's money. This is equipment.
Equipment is money.
Probably at the studio.
Equipment is money.
You know how mad my mama was when I ate her lunch? She said that was stealing.
My fault. Okay.
Yeah, it's not community property. I mean, now if you all live in the same house
and then you don't even know about it. But you don't know about it. And it's gone. Like if you're using it, it's one thing. But you take it, it's gone.
And I don't know who took it.
You didn't know about it, and he took it. You say your son took it, but he didn't tell you. He didn't get permission.
You just steal, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel some type of way.
Right.
Or be like, I'm going to bring it back, and then we could talk. But it don't sound like it got returned.
No. Well, I mean,
he wouldn't still be saying stole.
Well, yeah. Regardless, the situation happened. He was upset. They made amends. And you feel that that was genuine. I mean, I felt it was genuine. I mean, it was something. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that they haven't talked at all. Like, I think that they've probably talked prior to this. But I think it was something that maybe they could get out and be said. And he was talking about his grandson being 2 years old.
Yep.
And all this kind of stuff.
Which was actually dope. They brought up a few topics that a lot of people can relate to. Because Stevie J was like, look, I was out getting bread for the fam. You know, he thought that was most important. But then you flip the script. He's like, true, but I needed you to teach me this, blah, blah, blah. And I know a lot of people go through that same thing. So.
Sure.
You did one good thing, Love and Hip Hop.
One. They try to give it to like one episode, like one scene episode.
Let's get this good shit there. All right, now let's get this bullshit back.
All the rest of it. Speaking of, Five Heartbeats meets up with Cena. His baby
mama. Before the ex.
I cannot. Right.
Frankie Lyman meets up with why do they fall in love? This brother right here. He meets up with one of his baby mama, Cena, who we've seen previously on Love and Hip Hop. Yep. He basically wants to talk to her because in the last episode when he had his sit down with Rod and the other two girlfriends of Rod, and he was like, yeah, Jasmine. I mean, it was a Jasmine. Her name started with a J.
And she looked
she kind of
smashing hella bras.
Her kneecaps kind of similar to yours. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that just was bad. But in all of that, I think Rod, wanting to kind of hurt him, was like, yeah, so, you know, actually, you know, I was talking to Cena about you. And we were kind of discussing that.
Yeah.
Of course he did. So he goes over there, he talks to her, and he's like, yeah, so, you know, want to see my little girls.
When the last time he saw them before that?
I don't know.
Because you heard something from Rod, and then you decided you want to see
your
little
girls. One of them didn't want
to
go with him.
She was not here for it.
Yeah, she was not. Like, you don't want to go with me?
And then the one on his lap, he was like, you want to play? She was like,
I don't know.
Like,
she probably didn't they probably didn't recognize him. Because
with the hair.
I'm just saying.
It changes every week.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's hard to keep up, like, boy.
So
he had the same scoop as Jimmy Neutron.
Did
y'all know?
Oh, did it?
Straight up.
Nickelodeon show reference tonight.
Holding it down. So he's talking to Cena, and basically he's like, yo, so, you know, I was talking to him, and Rod was telling me, like, y'all was, you know, seeing each other. Like, what's up with that? And she's just, it was almost like she knew he was coming over. It's like, okay, here we go. Right. I'm ready to tell you. So we kind of been seeing each other. And then he, like, goes off, like, what? You
was in it.
She said kind of dating.
Rod, you are one bad mama jamma, okay?
Quotes I have here, kind of dating.
Whatever.
Which I don't know what that means. I really want
to
know.
I think she was low-key just throwing that out there.
What would you say kind of dating is?
Like, they probably make it now.
Make it.
He's smashing. Regular dating.
He's
smashing. You think smash?
Telling you? Is that what it is?
But I don't think it's true. Like, I think she just said that to piss him off. Like, I don't think...
I was thinking she said that to piss him off because she was smiling the whole time. Right. Like she was like, "Boy, bye, go somewhere."
Yeah.
Like,
with extra your right
with
now.
Your double standards, you ain't nobody worried about you.
Somebody in the group chat said Rob gonna start his own Charlie's Angels,
the Taz Angels, wasn't it? He said reminds me of old boy from Taz Angels.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Sounds about it. Yeah.
Bing Rames. Wow, oh. They clouded. Okay. They clouded.
You want
some eggs?
Want some eggs?
So wait, baby boy, do you guys really think
dumb motherfucker
that Cena? Oh.
You remember that part?
Yes.
All of that.
You see you, and
yo, Thundercats out here.
All right, then sorry. He kissed them.
Bread, butt. Yeah.
That movie's classic, boy.
No, it was classic. Hold on, hold on. Miss V has something to say. What you saying?
You were saying.
I don't remember. Oh, I think I was just gonna ask you guys out of you guys if you thought Cena was for real.
Like, about what?
Smashing Rod or kind of dating Rod or whatever.
I mean, I think they fooled. I don't think they're actually like...
I don't think they're official, but
yeah,
no.
They're not
did
official.
He smash? Probably.
I think they go to
they're
brunch unofficial. On Sundays.
But it seems like he's always it. With either Jasmine or the other one.
Yeah, well, that's man,
that's what
know?
We see.
Right.
Holding babies that ain't his.
Yeah, just taking them like...
So what's going to happen now?
All right.
You know? I mean, her you bottle. Know you know, I'm just saying, hold on, let me get her bottle. Let me you know, like, come on, Rod. You don't be holding no babies. Like, no, I think he's whatever. What is he? He went to jail for. I mean, he's a hustler. He's a, you
no,
know...
No, no, hustler is not the word.
Well, okay, sorry. Scammer. My bad. Like, thank you for the correction.
Okay.
I meant hustler in a bad way. But
so,
yeah,
so
scammer.
Is it safe to say he's got 3 chicks now?
No.
He probably has more. Like, come on. Like, those are the 3 that we know. And
he's got the 2. He had a business. Fun on the side.
Really?
He's getting a house with the 2. They're getting a home.
Rod's Angels.
Rod's Angels, yeah.
I think the whole Cena thing was, I think there's some truth into them fooling around, like, or whatever. Because, honestly, if you have 2 girlfriends, come on. You can't expect him to, like, okay, it's just y'all 2. Like, that's not going to happen.
That's fair.
That's not
I mean, but
happen.
That's a lot that's of energy for 2 girlfriends.
No, but I'm saying, if you're not going to be happy with just 1,
yeah,
I see your point.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so but
how much time
how
can you
get?
Go?
Yeah.
Get
you see the sister wives?
That's why they
yeah, right.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. It's like, oh, well, if I can have 2, then I can have man, 3, or I can
that's
have...
Exhausting.
Let me have 5 if that's the case.
I agree with you.
That
I'll
has
deal
to
with
be
you
very
on Monday, I'll deal with you on Tuesday, I'll deal with you on Wednesday, Thursday, right. Friday. Yeah.
It'll never work out like that.
It's hard having an ex.
Oh,
I don't know how you have 3 current.
It don't ever work out like that.
I got, yeah, I know.
Because they all mess up at the same time.
Change the game. Mr. Playboy Mansion. What's his name?
Hugh Hefner?
Yes, he changed the game on these people. He could, because that's what he was doing up in the mansion.
That was old school.
He moved them in, too.
He
they
was
were
one
well
of the
taken care of. They were on salary. Like,
yeah. Rod's Angels.
What you think Rod's doing?
He gonna get a website. He gonna get a magazine.
Well, I mean, these
are now.
Toys.
She's stupid.
He gonna Rod's Angels, baby. I want a piece. That's all I'm something. Saying.
My thing
marketing
is.
Marketing right here.
He, like I said, going back to what I said, I think that he touched, you know, they smashed, fooled, whatever you want to call it. They're not together. But the whole point was, I feel like, she was saying that, and she didn't care what Jock thought, because Jock has done that to her ample times. Even himself, like he remember, was it last season or season before last when he's like, "Oh yeah, we had the one girl he was dating, and she didn't like all her baby mamas; that they was all cool."
Yeah. Oh yeah, what's
and
her
was
name?
All who, together, yeah, what yeah, have yep. you? You see what I'm saying? And it's like you can't like that's one of the things that I think is an issue with this show is it's like when the guys do it. It's cool.
The double standard
but if the
is
girls
super
do
real.
It, yeah, it's like
I mean the Rod thing. What if it was a chick that had 2 dudes in one household?
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
That would
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
That would not.
It
fly
wouldn't fly.
At all.
No, it's yeah, the same thing.
Y'all would have yeah. nothing but mean things out. To say about that female.
I know.
Wait, we're saying mean things about him.
We say mean things about
I mean, like gender based.
Yeah, right.
Y'all would drag her.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just saying y'all would drag her.
No, everybody's getting every. We're exposing everybody.
Okay.
Exactly. Like even when Guns would talk about like,
I'm like, who do I not go at?
Right. We go at everybody. Equal opportunity.
Right.
You get all of this work. Everybody's getting this work. I'm just saying. Like, come on. Like you act like you don't know.
Nah, we could go off on the females though.
All right, fine, whatever. I'm just saying. Anyway. That really irritates me, the double standards on this in life.
And that's what I was, the point I was making is that I agree. I think it's wrong that there is a lot of double standards. I mean, and it seems to be with the guys, it's they get away with it, and then the girls all, you this and that.
Because not once did he bring up Tommy and Carly Rae
exactly,
while he's going off on Cena.
Right.
Not once.
Right. And she liked, and he know, and he probably is on that too. Let's keep it all the way real.
You know, late night.
It could happen.
You know,
it could happen because remember when
I'm gonna come over to see the twins,
right? When she was on the,
I'm gonna show you some
and
twins.
They sleep.
Oh gosh, I need you to braid my hair. I need a new relaxer.
I need you to line me up quick.
Oh my gosh. Yo, so okay, so this is the thing.
All right. Wait.
This is what's happening.
All right, so with John, we didn't see, there's a lot we didn't see this particular episode. We didn't see anything with Scrappy. We didn't see anything in that whole situation.
With Tammy
we didn't
Waka.
See Tammy and Waka. Yeah. We didn't see the Kirk, Rashida. They gave us a break on that. So I feel like there's a lot that they're giving us so many characters and so many storylines. For whatever reason, I feel like I wanted to kind of do this segment. I was thinking about this.
Ooh,
where
okay.
Who what do you think is expendable? Like, basically, who
in
do you
show?
Think in the show is
who
has no
killed
place?
Killed off? Who like, off the
right, right.
Okay.
And I wrote down, I'll start off, and okay. I wrote down, and I can't see where
little
I wrote
scrappy.
It down at. No, it wasn't a little scrappy. It was, oh my gosh. It's the girl that is everywhere, but no one, the bartender, she's
Melissa.
The, thank you. There it is.
He can't stand Melissa.
Melissa, I put in here, Melissa
like
is
her.
Irrelevant.
She's got nothing there.
Yeah. There's nothing
that's
attached.
That's Mimi's friend, Jocelyn's friend.
She's everybody's friend. She's at the bottle
like,
shoot.
Right,
she's
yeah.
pouring the drinks. She is, it's like, what are you doing?
You know who
but
she
she's also,
reminds me of? Yeah. What's her name's friend? Kay Michelle's best friend.
Yes.
What's her name?
I know you. Arian.
Yes.
Arian. Yes.
She had nothing to do
yeah,
the whole
anything,
time.
If anything,
was stalking Kay Michelle
right.
up in New York and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all, but they were all cool. They were all cool for a moment. She is Mimi's friend, but mm-hmm. regardless, I feel like Melissa is. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing?
See, with that, you got.
She's the neutral.
Yeah, you got to now. You got to quantify what it means to be an important character. Cause like I didn't even consider her in my list of people.
He said, "Who is that?"
Go exactly. I didn't know she had a name until right now. I'm gonna be real with you. Okay, so yeah,
you know what? So
we gotta
I'm
figure out what it means to be an important character, and then like then which ones could go.
Okay,
I'm gonna go ahead and say my couple. These two. People ain't got nothing to do, and that's Mama D and what's his name?
Ernie.
Ernie.
Who the fuck is Ernie? All right. They can go.
That's gonna be a sound.
They can go.
They can go.
I agree with that. I like Melissa.
But
though.
Mama D ain't gonna go nowhere because Mama D is entertaining.
Well, she is
she's
entertaining.
Very,
she ain't
is.
Going nowhere.
She's not going anywhere. And to be honest, I like
that's
Mama
the reason
D.
Scrap is still here.
Right.
Because Mama D is the captain of that shit.
So yeah, Mama D leads down to Scrap. Scrap leads down to
Bambi.
The Bam.
Right.
But the Bam's gone, so we gonna Bam. Reverse this way.
Right.
To actually, who's he? He's
nobody.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, wait, it's
so
coming.
It's about it then.
Well, they tried to fake us out with that acting chick.
I know. Right. Exactly. I was like,
that
oh
ain't
hell,
I was
no.
mad at that. I was mad at that. I was like, come on, that was weak. Yeah. But I feel like there's some connection. I feel like Melissa, there's no connection for her. She's like a
she's
know,
supposedly
neutral.
Doing something with Mimi. Like
yeah,
they were like, oh, everybody keeps asking about me and
yeah, they were dating, right?
Mimi's relationship, but you
yeah,
know, we just keep
toy.
It on the
that's
low.
That's her little toy, candy toy. They
so,
mess around.
I don't know.
Why can't that be her significant other?
Because she ain't.
Why
claiming
she gotta be a toy?
Why she gotta be?
Because I don't think it's like
think it's
super.
Real? You don't think. Love and hip hop is real.
No, it's not. Breaking things in the studio.
Reality television.
Reality television.
I don't think it's official. It's not official, so it's kind of like kind of dating, right?
Kind of dating.
I'm just
kinda
saying.
Kind of dating.
Like, I let her, just like we're, you know, take care together. Of me mm-hmm. when I need it. Yeah. And at the end of the
just
day.
Like we're kind of doing an after show.
Basically.
We're definitely doing an after show.
But I thought I heard, like, Tommy. I thought I heard Tommy got the boot or the axe or something. That was, like, the word on the street. Nah.
That Tommy got the boot, like, she's not on the not going to be on the,
like,
show anymore?
Yeah, like, they fired her because she was a threat or something.
Mm. Oh. But she's, okay. like, the most, like, legit, I feel
right.
like.
She's the Jocelyn of the season.
She's the glue. She's the glue.
And she's not, because remember in the preview, she's opening up a winery. And remember? She's opened up a winery. And,
the wino has
that's
opened
like
up a winery.
Like I said, that makes a lot of sense. That's like having a crackhead sell crack. Like, you know you're crack, right? So you know what's high grade.
High grade?
What's low grade? I don't know. I don't know the terms.
I would say, I kind of want to say Carly Red, but she is the drama that we need for the show,
she's
too.
Definitely. And yeah, she's
so
comic
many
relief.
Girls that's not needed.
Yeah.
I won't even call them characters. Needed. I call them extras.
Extras.
But yeah, I mean, I would put Melissa in that.
You'll put Melissa. I just feel like it's just whenever I see her, I'm like,
you're
what
not
are
giving
you
her a chance.
A chance to do what?
To shine.
She's doing to
shine. To blossom. To blossom into her true calling.
What is her
and
true calling?
Storyline. We don't know
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. That's
it's
why
coming.
It's like, why is she
it's
there?
It's coming.
But why does she have so many jobs, though? She's like, she helps
no,
out.
No, she owns a couple of bars.
Okay.
Hey, you gotta hustle.
Okay, right? She owns a couple of bars.
Because not everybody can be fucking somebody's husband.
She's like the calmest
check. You know
one.
What I'm saying? You gotta go out.
So she
and you gotta make your own way.
But look at what she does. She owns a bar. She works at video
one.
Shoots. She
does not. She was just there for support
there?
And
there
to bring
support.
All the girls. She was
I thought she was
them.
Working. She looked like she was working to me.
No,
maybe she wanted to.
I think she's
and
the
then
only
she's
one
a promoter. And then she's a promoter.
An
remember,
business
is that what it is?
Besides,
Diddy got a bunch of jobs.
Rashida's got her right. established store.
Okay,
Carly Red's doing a whole bunch of different things. But like, uh-huh. I mean, as far as an established, like, I think she's there to mm-hmm. promote her bar, mm-hmm. definitely. But it's like the meeting place where everybody can go to.
So
do
it's almost like she's there.
Gets the film.
I feel like she's
like
the Dr. Phyllis.
That's what it is.
She's the Dr. Phyllis of the group. You know, they come, have a drink, tell her their problems. And she's the one that works to get everyone together.
Right. Her place is like Cheers.
She's the Dr. Phyllis. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
And
your
everyone
name.
Needs that. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs that. Mm. When you have full of drama.
And I bet. Production was like, we need a location that we don't want to pay for. Hey, would you like to be on the show?
Yeah.
Sure,
the show.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
Why not?
I'll do that.
Exactly. I'm sure business is booming.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm just, every time I see her, I'm like, there's nothing, you're not bringing anything to the table. But I guess she could be she's a neutral party. You need
she's
somebody
super
that's
neutral.
Like,
that's
you know,
what she brings to the table.
The
neutral. Neutrality.
Neutrality.
Even your call got neutral.
Yeah.
I can't.
I see what you did there, buddy.
Okay. There. Yeah, Josh, can you put on our news and gossip music, please?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, we don't have any news. I just wanted to.
I was sitting here like, wait, what news and gossip?
I was about to say, y'all know something that I don't know? That was a good one.
Well, look, I'm over here
well
looking too. I'm like,
sir.
Oh, did he get you?
I was like, wait.
You got me.
I just like this music because we do our quotables to it. So I just wanted to do the music. So I'll start. My quotable is from.
Don't steal the one I'm doing.
It's
that's
on
mine.
Here. How are you gonna look at my notes and be like, that's mine?
Look, it's right here. You see?
Okay, you go ahead and say your quote. Go ahead, because I got a few of them.
So my quotable is when Lovely Mimi said it.
Oh my gosh, you don't even know what I was about to say.
Well, this is what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
When Mariah went from Mariah to Horiah. Moriah to Horiah, that's fine.
You said it all messed up.
No, you got to
like you ruined
you
it.
Gotta execute. You got to.
Oh, my
okay,
god.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go.
You knew. You got to work it up. You
okay,
got to
okay,
do better bye. Next week. All right. So she stole mine. Messed it up.
No, do it. Okay. Over.
No, it's cool.
Please.
No, it's been done. We only have so much on this music.
this thing loops for 18 minutes. You're good.
I have a couple, but if I had to choose one,
uh-huh.
I think
wait.
One
wait,
is
wait. Let me say that one.
That's the one I was about to say.
You're stealing quotes. Like, come on,
let me say that one.
All right, okay. And then my other one comes from Young Jock. When he got mad, and he got serious.
and you can see the sweat drying out the perm. And my man was like, have him around my kids and see what I do.
Nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
Then he faded away.
Then
he faded away. Oh, my gosh.
All right,
oh, man.
Mine is coming from the one and only shooter.
Shooter.
Out here. This is the best thing to say when everything starts to go wrong. I made a mistake.
Oh,
there,
man.
There you go.
Oh. That was literally all he could say, too.
That's all he could say.
Well, my thing is, he was just buying his time, you know.
Until Mariah showed up.
Right, basically. Because he was like, it's all over now. Just tell her. Just go ahead. I think he was really tired of giving her money. Because, you know, there's only so many places you can get Monopoly playing boards because they don't really sell them that much anymore. So to get the money, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a shortage.
No,
it's a
shortage. Now Monopoly got credit cards.
They're swiping now. All right, let's get into predictions. Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
The baby's not Stevie.
Speaking of, we didn't mention this, but Stevie did go to get the DNA test. Looked like he was frightened or something.
Oh, but nice.
That coat.
It was cool.
But he looked frightened when he was getting his cheeks swabbed. Yeah.
And he's like, how long do I have to find out?
7 to 10 business days.
His face was like, Oh,
okay.
It's Saturday.
I feel like he wants to be the father.
We all know it's his kid.
Well, we know that, but I'm just saying, in that moment.
Okay, side note. He keeps talking about, what's they're calling the baby?
Bonnie Bella.
Bonnie, okay. But. So it said, oh, and he keeps saying when he's talking about the house, he's saying, possibly Bonnie. And then when he's talking to his son, you know, he's like, yeah, I got it. And possibly Bonnie. Like, yeah. They bring it up. But what about his child with Mimi?
She's here already.
I know, but I'm saying he doesn't bring. He was lame. He was listing his kids and didn't even mention her. I felt some kind of way about that.
Does he have another child that's close in same age? As
I don't think
the one
so.
That,
I mean, I think we'd
be her. Because
right now she's the baby.
Is,
yeah, she's
Mimi.
The baby. Mimi's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know her
Eva.
Name.
Eva.
Who's this? Y'all got me remembering.
Very cute.
Yeah,
she's a cute little
girl. I don't know, but anyway. You're saying the baby's
also, I think
not
Mimi
his?
Don't want him around.
It's not his.
I bet. No. Yo, Mimi must be like, what? Imagine how Mimi's feeling.
About?
You got a baby with Jocelyn. Jocelyn came and messed up their whole thing that they
the
had.
The whole situation
going on. Yeah, now you got a kid.
Messed up the whole bus.
That's right. Yeah, there it is.
He's going to be around for a while.
So what do you...
The rest of your
life. What do you think? You think the baby's his? Jimmy?
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a bet, all right?
Bet.
If the baby says you owe me $100, all right?
Y'all can find me on
you
Venmo.
You owe me $100.
I'm not making that bet.
If the baby's his, Venmo me the money. If it's not his, Venmo me the money.
You just need to pay me. You sound like Mariah. baby's his. I need $70,000.
I think it's his.
You think it's his?
Yeah. That's
so easy. Why are we guessing this? We know.
But
wait, we know.
Yeah,
it's
no,
already
no.
Up. Yeah, I don't follow this shit outside the show.
I only be loving hip hop for 2 hours.
I'm ready to leave so I can watch Better Call Saul.
I'm so mad.
Oh man. Well, we do see. I mean, in the previews, they did show us. My boy Flocka. Yeah, we see Flocka with his mom and trying to get some of that advice because he's still trying to, you know, get back with her. She's not having it at all, it appears. Last time they kind of linked up. Didn't she put him in a doghouse or something? Like, you out there with the dogs, you know? And so we see that actually he's talking to her daughter.
Charlie.
Which is the first time they're actually showing her.
Yeah, well, they showed her like bits and pieces here and there.
Back in the day.
This is the most that we've seen of her. And I think it's interesting that he's like, oh, you got to help me. So I'm actually interested to see how that unfolds with, you know, what is he going to do? Is he going to try to, you know, whatever.
Think of some plan.
Get her back. But I'm interested
in
seeing
how that
goes.
That's the thing is when you're married, it's not that easy to, like, just
give
a
point. They're not married.
Tammy and Waka?
They're not married.
Oh, I could have sworn they were married.
Now they're married, so This is probably the sworn
they were married.
They were,
are they married?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
The sworn they were married.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were married.
I thought they were.
I thought they was shacking up.
I'm pretty.
No, I think no?
They
married.
Yes, because, yeah, one of those seasons they went to the courthouse and it was raining or something. Like mm-hmm. that one.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. My bad.
You can't just throw away a marriage.
It was what I was trying to say. It's not that, oh, okay. It's not that not easy that as easy. We see with Rashida and Kirk. And right. that needs to be deaded.
Mm-hmm. What you know about marriage?
Nothing yet, but I can. I know a lot of married people, and like you ride for it.
Yeah. Just try to put on blast. What makes you qualified, young lady?
Look, I mean, I'm not far from it.
Oh, what you got there?
I'm not far from it.
Okay. As she's okay.
Throwing
it out.
Oh! So, no. So, well, it's time to wrap.
Yep.
So I'm sick
that's
of this shit.
That's my cue.
Till next week, y'all be real. I appreciate y'all in the live chat. Play the music! Play the music!
Yeah, from executive producer.
Liam, you gonna let him hijack your show?
You know what I'm saying? You know,
hijack, like that. What you gonna do? You better do something.
Let me be hijacking my words. Oh my
it's
god!
Real.
You just want to see Better Call Saul. That's
you damn right. You damn right.
We'll do no after show for that.
No.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
He's just saying a lot on the panel.
Nah, I was too ghetto.
Nah, you stay with Love and Hip Hop. You're towards your land.
You stay over there.
Oh man, what's up, y'all? You know what it is. It's boy Liam Gonzalez. And that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody in the live chat. We appreciate it.
Lit.
Always. Find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is Robin.
Robin with the V, filling in for Trine. You can find me at B Stays Busy, and I'll be here next week, too.
Yo.
Yeah, it's your boy Jimmy V. Now, listen, I've been dropping these videos. I need y'all to go see it, okay? So go to my Instagram right now.
Shirt off. Mask off, shirt off, everything off.
Oh, excuse
You've
me.
You've been watching them, but you haven't been liking and commenting. That's the problem. Jimmy V, at Be Your Own Dad. Go do that.
Khalil Boo Boo here on Twitter and Instagram. If you're looking for me, you can find me there or watch Better Call Saul. I'll holler.
This fool.
Still walked in front of the camera. Man, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
'From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.